Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, we look at Harry Reid and his baseless attacks on Mitt Romney and his accusation that Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years, according to sources that Reid won't name, won't identify. This is just fair and smear, folks. Just more of the same old, same old, same old from the Democratic Party, who has a candidate so bad they have nothing but negativity to run on. And again, welcome to the Daily Gator Daily Thought. Harry Reid recently made headlines when he accused Mitt Romney of not paying taxes for 10 years. Now, his source or sources are unnamed. He won't reveal who it is. My personal belief is that, well, there are no sources. Because no one ever called Harry Reid up and said, hey, I work or worked for Bain Capital, and I want you to know, Harry, Mitt Romney didn't pay any taxes for 10 years. I think that's the tissue of lies. I think the lies are based on smearing Romney. The Democrats have a major problem. Their candidate is awful. He can't run on hope and change anymore. Or his promises, false promises of no red, no blue states, just all Americans. He can't run on transparency promises or anything else. The American people know what Barack Obama is. And many, 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 many voters, many, many more than in 2008, want nothing to do with it. So it's time to attack Romney now. Now, what is the end game? If Harry Reid's lying or making this up, or the sources are calling him lying, whatever, what's the end game? What's really about? What are they trying to do? What's the strategy here? Robert Stacey McCain at the Other McCain blog writes about this today. And I wanted to read some of what he wrote, because it's pretty profound stuff. Therefore, he writes, let us look at how Harry Reid originally made this accusation in his interview with Sam Stein and Ryan Grimm. Reid said a month or so ago, a person who had invested with Bain Capital called his office. Harry, he didn't pay any taxes for 10 years. Reid recounted the person saying he didn't pay taxes for 10 years. Now, do I know that's true? Well, I'm not certain. Said Reid. Well, I would ask why you're making the accusation. Why are you even putting it out there? Shouldn't a senator, why shouldn't the Senate Majority Leader have more character, class, and sense of deportment than that? Senator Reid, even if it's a political opponent you're talking about, shouldn't the benefit of a doubt be given? Maybe you could investigate a little bit? Or maybe you could ask yourself the very basic question. If he hasn't paid any taxes for 10 years, well, I think the IRS probably wouldn't know about it and would have already taken action. And Mitt Romney's been running president for a long time. This is the second election he's tried to get the Republican nomination now. It would have been out there through the media, the IRS, somebody would have gotten a hold of this, Senator Reid. That makes your claim even more specious. Now, McCain writes that the obvious question, as Phil Klein of the Washington Examiner pointed out, was how someone who was merely an investor in Bain Capital would know what the heck is in Romney's personal tax returns. Very interesting. The provenance is suspicious, and while I don't think Harry Reid is as smart as Phil Klein, surely Harry isn't so stupid as to believe that his mysterious source had access to such information. When challenged on the claim, Reid doubled down, asserting that he's talked to lots of people who say Romney paid zero taxes for 10 years. And of course, Harry Reid then implied that the reporters have been negligent. Asked to elaborate on his sources, Reid declined, "No, that's the best you're getting from me." Reid challenged the media then to be more aggressive in digging into Romney's finances. "What if he has paid no taxes, like I'm saying he hasn't?" Reid said. "What if he has all these monies, as we already know, in the Caymans, Bermuda, Swiss banks? I mean, gee whiz. Rather than ask why I should do this, this is a story you should be writing." Really? So the media, it's their fault because Harry Reid wants to come out with a claim that he can't base anything factual on. It's the media's fault because they haven't investigated like he wants them to. Because that would make Romney look worse. And that's all this is about, attacking Romney. But understand this about Harry Reid. He also doesn't feel he has any responsibility to reveal his sources or substantiate his claims. None at all. Reid is not certain that it isn't a total lie. However, he is sure of one thing. "I'm not basing this on some figment of my imagination," Reid told the Las Vegas Review-Journal. "I've had a number of people tell me that." Well, I'm convinced a number of people. Maybe it's a number of Martians. Maybe a number of unicorns. Who knows? But someone told Harry Reid that Mitt Romney hasn't paid taxes in 10 years. He can't prove it. He won't tell you who it is. But by God, it's the media's fault for not looking into it. I wish the media would look into Harry Reid's lies. That would be a refreshing change. Then maybe Las Vegas could get a decent senator instead of the despicable man, or excuse for a man, that Harry Reid is. So Harry Reid makes this claim, won't back it up, blames the media, says it's Romney's duty, it's Romney's responsibility to refute the claims that Harry Reid wants to throw out there. Basically what this is mudslinging. You sling it against the wall, see what sticks, to hurt Romney. And now back to Robert Stacey McCain for a minute. He writes, "Harry wants to dictate to journalists what is a story and what is not a story. What if reporters refuse to play along? What if instead reporters bulldog Harry Reid and demand that he explain his accusations, as they should? Now that Harry has claimed he has multiple sources for his accusation, shouldn't he provide some specific descriptions of his contracts with these informants? He's giving no details at all, just mysterious phone calls, and several people or a number of people have told him. Shouldn't reporters ask why Harry Reid was so confident that his sources were knowledgeable of Romney's taxes?" McCain continues, "Frankly, I don't believe this crap. I do not believe that Harry Reid's interest in Mitt Romney's tax forms is based on any phone calls or casual conversations with paying investors or anyone else outside the world of Democratic Party politics. Harry's tale is implausible. What I do believe is this. Whatever Harry Reid knows about Mitt Romney's taxes, he obtained from Democrat Party sources, who in turn got it via the leaking of this confidential information from IRS officials to individuals affiliated with the Obama campaign." That's far more plausible than anything Harry Reid said, my friends. McCain continues, "Reid is lying, mischaracterizing his sources to conceal the fact that the Obama campaign has illegally obtained Romney's IRS forms. It's a serious accusation if it's true." Now, dirty politics, I hate to say, it's sad to say, but I don't put it past any politician, especially the Democratic Party, especially this current administration, which has shown such an utter and complete disregard for the Constitution or rule of law. Basically, they want to do what they want to do and to hell with everyone else. But McCain writes, "Don't expect me to prove that accusation. I don't think the burden should be on me. The burden should be on Harry Reid. He's the one I've alleged is part of a Nixonian conspiracy at the White House. Why didn't Harry identify his sources? Also, McCain concludes, somebody called me last month and said, you know what, Harry Reid is a communist. Now, do I know that that's true? Well, I'm not certain, but I mean, gee whiz, this is a story you should be writing. Folks, we know what the Democrats are about. The Democratic Party has no soul anymore. They've gone from a liberal party to a very liberal party to a progressive party, and now they're in the final stages of going to a complete leftist party. Left of center, left of the Constitution, left of reality. And whatever it takes to win, whatever they think are in those tax returns, either they think or they know something's in there that'll allow them to say, look at the millions of dollars that Romney gave to the Mormon church. And then they can play the little Mormonism is a cult, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a little weird, the magic underwear and the polygamy and this and that. The smear him that way. Maybe they think they can expose him, Romney, for using all these evil loopholes. Loopholes that Democrats approve of, by the way, and that Democrats use. And by the way, Democrats never want to reform the tax code to get rid of those loopholes, which I personally and most Americans probably would love to do, make it flatter and simpler. But Democrats don't want anything to do with that. They want the loopholes left in. So they can tell the American people, look, we're making these evil rich people pay more money. And then they go to the rich people and say, hey, you know, these loophole here, 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 and here. American people are stupid. They think you're paying a lot of money, but you're really not, because all these loopholes, they're covered with both bases. And no, I don't believe for a second Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years. The IRS would have been on that a long time ago, folks. You don't screw with the IRS, no matter who you are. So the next time Harry Reid opens his mouth, open a window, let it go out, there's nothing to it. The guy's an empty suit, just like his President Obama. And remember the tactics. And don't fall for the lies. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. We will talk later.